From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A power outage at the international airport in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta has disrupted all flights in and out of the airport. Incoming flights, domestic and international, are being diverted to other regional airports. The outage began about early afternoon, and as of Sunday evening, almost 800 flights to and from Atlanta have been canceled. Another 525 have been delayed. The Federal Aviation Administration has implemented a ground stop for flights headed to the airport. It means that flights headed to Atlanta are held on the ground at their departure airport until Monday evening. The UN Security Council plans to vote on a draft resolution Monday rejecting U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. As a permanent council member, the U.S. will likely veto the Egyptian-sponsored text. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that Turkey hopes to open an embassy to a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem in the future. Erdogan said in a speech to his ruling party in the city of Karaman, "Because it is under occupation, we can't just go there and open an embassy, but God willing, those days are near and we will officially open our embassy there." He did not give a precise time frame. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem Wednesday. It could be tense because of the recent announcement from the United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That announcement has angered Palestinians and Arabs around the world. This is VOA News.